Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm joined by Erin Silva. Erin is the Youth Services Librarian at the Kelowna Public Library, and she's here to talk to us about some of the activities that happen during the winter months. So, Erin, what are some activities that people can do at the library during the winter months?
We'll continue to have our monthly adult book group that meets the last Tuesday of the month. Tuesday nights at 7, and then they meet the next day also at 12:30. This month they are talking about the book Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight by Alexandra Fuller, which is a really fantastic book about her life when she was growing up in, at the time it was called Rhodesia. So, and her life is fascinating. Anyway, we will continue having early out movies for the kids in Kelowna that do early outs. This month, they have one on the 27th, and we're going to be showing the movie Minions, which was hugely popular. Usually the first early out of the month, we do a movie, and then the second one, we do a Lego club. So they always know that they have that to look forward to as well. And just continuing to remind people that we have, you know, good online resources with databases and you know, digital magazines and books that our patrons can check out and read on their mobile devices, which is always good. If you don't want to lug around a book or a magazine, you can look at it on your phone.
What can we look forward to from the library in 2016?
I'm always preparing for the summer reading program. This year's theme ties in with sports and the Olympics, and we have some special guests already lined up, one of which is the Hansen family. They are a family of jugglers, and they also do tricks with unicycles. They're really, really interesting, and some of the things they do are pretty amazing. So they're coming in June. We will also have the Blank Park Zoo in June, and then we have a performer coming in July named Dino Odell, and he does music and comedy, and he's a lot of fun. That's something to look forward to in the summer. We are trying out, we're just getting started with this. We had a patron come to us, and her sons are looking for people to play Dungeons & Dragons with. So we thought it might be fun to host Dungeons & Dragons games at the library. We're trying to get that together with her and her son, so we don't have anything official yet. But when we do, we will let you know. And then we're just trying to do, like, more book displays in the library that highlight different books, especially in the kids' department. I always have picture books out on display, but I don't always have books for older readers that are highlighted, so that's something that we're trying to do.
And Erin, I know there was a few projects going on at the library in the last year. Can you give us a short recap on some of those?
The library set up a couple of little free libraries. One is over by the Kelowna, the middle school, and then the other one is in the campgrounds. And basically, the little free libraries are little repositories for books, and people can take one, and they can bring it back, or they can keep it, and they can bring other ones to donate so other people can read them, which is pretty fun. The right next to our library, we finished the Partners in Reading Park, which was funded with a Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant. So now we have a space next to the library that's paved and has picnic tables and a pergola and some really pretty plantings. People can go out when the weather's nice. Not today. Today's not a good day to be out there. But sit and read and eat lunch and just enjoy the outside in a nice little environment.
Again, that was Erin Silva. Erin is the Youth Services Librarian at the Kelowna Public Library. She was here talking to us today about what we can look forward to in 2016, looking back at some of the projects of 2015. And we thank her for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.